Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another great episode of Testimony Tuesday. On this wonderful blessed day, I have a great message for you all today. But I hope you all had a great week. Hope your week's been great. I know a lot of you may have been stressed this week, but, you know, have a message for you today. But first, I want to talk about a little bit about what's going on. First, I want to say everybody has different levels of stress. Over this weekend, on Saturday, I was actually watching a show with my mom, a new reality show called Growing Up Hip Hop, and on the show was Angela Simmons, and she had to run a full fashion show. She had to come up with all the designs and literally make sure everything was together. She was the only one with the event, and she was like, oh, I'm kind of stressed with this. And then Damon Dash came and told her, oh, that's not stress. You know, stress is when you are thinking about getting shot and, you know, if somebody's going to kill you, stuff like that. And it made me and my mom think, like, you know, everybody's stress is not the same. Somebody else has different problems than other people. No one has the same story. So I wanted to bring that out, but we have to talk about this thing called stress because I know it gets a lot of us. Whether you're in college, the stress, school like me, you know, whether you're raising kids or financially, stress has no age limits, you know, no age boundaries at all. You know, a lot of people get stressed. But I want to tell you something. Relax. Don't stress out. Relax. Right now, I want you to take a deep breath. On count of three, I want you to inhale. One, two, three. Now exhale. Inhale again. Exhale. Inhale one more time. I know that felt so good. And another, I want you to get your mind off of everything you're stressing about. Whatever you're stressing about, just get your mind off. Mind off. Relax. Relax, relax, relax. It's very important for us not to stress. I mean, you guys know stress can lead to so many health issues, which includes, but it's not limited to, you know, blood pressure problems, your pulse can rise, your immune system can go down, you don't sleep, just a lot of different health issues. And other than that, when you stress about something, stress is sort of like, it's in the same ballpark as worry. Now, you're stressing about this, oh, I have to do this. So you're really worrying about things so much, and it consumes your mind, and you're thinking about it all the time. And we're really not supposed to just worry. Because, you know, worry is actually like sin. It shows that you don't trust God. So it is very important for you not to worry and not to stress. So that's why I say relax. Relax, relax, relax. And some things that can help you not to stress, number one, you have to breathe. Make sure you breathe. When you're feeling like you're about to explode, because I know we all feel it sometimes, like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. I know with me, I was thinking about all I have to do today. I was like, oh, my Lord, God, I don't feel like doing all this, but I have to do it. And just thinking, and it really makes you just want to, you know, explode. So I just want to tell you to breathe, just calm down, take it one step at a time. Get one thing done, get the, you know, just relax, okay? Another thing, don't say yes to everything. I think a lot of times that we want to be nice to people, like, we want to help others, which is a great thing. Nothing wrong with helping others. But you don't want to say yes to so much and have so much on your plate to put you in the ballpark to stress out. So don't do more than you can handle. I really want you to get hold of that. Don't do more than you can handle. I know people at my school were stressed out because they're taking, like, six AP classes and, you know, all this different work. And, you know, don't put more on yourself than you can handle. You know, it's now it's good to take AP classes, but, you know, if you're taking all of them AP, it's kind of like, well, I have a lot to do. And you know your limit. Know your boundaries. Know when it's just too much. not you being lazy and you not wanting to do anything, but just know when it's too much. Set a limit for yourself. Like, it's only so much we as human beings can do. Now, we're not God. God can do everything. We know that. He can multitask great, but we aren't built that way. So just stick to one thing at a time. Don't say yes to everything. Also, always set time in the day where you can just, relax and just have some you time. So always take time out. Like, one thing that I used to do, and I'm going to start back doing this, I used to write down a schedule of everything that I wanted to do that day. And I always, in that block, had time where I just sit, relax, and just chill. It can be 10 minutes, 15, 30 minutes, whatever just works for you. Set time out to relax where you're not thinking of, oh, I got to do this. I got just relax. Take time out and be like, okay, got this done. Let me just take some time out for yourself. And it really does help if you eat well and exercise. When you feel good, when your body feels good, your emotions tend to pick up that energy. So, eat well, relax, eat a little fruits and vegetables, get a little active. And when we say exercise, it really doesn't have to be like, oh, I gotta do all these sit-ups, push-ups. No, you can just get up, move around, dance. That's what I like to do a lot. I dance like every day, and that's actually really a workout. So, do things like that. And I also just want to share one thing that caught my attention in the Bible. It's about the story of Martha and Martha's little sister when Jesus came over, and Martha was so consumed with work, and she was mad that her sister wasn't working and really worrying. But I'm just going to read a little bit of this to you because it deals with stress as well. So it is in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. And it says, while Jesus and his followers were traveling, Jesus went into a town. A woman named Martha let Jesus stay at her house. Martha had a sister named Mary. Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to him teach. Martha became angry because she had so much work to do. She went in and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me alone to do all the work? Tell her to help me. But the Lord answered, Martha, Martha, you are getting worried and upset about too many things. Only one thing is important. Mary has chosen the right thing, and it will never be taken away from her. Wow, and I thought that was a great story. Sometimes we just worry about too much and just get consumed with too much, We miss the important things. Like you said, Martha, you are getting worried and upset about too many things. Usually when you're stressed, you're upset as well. So like he said, just it is definitely things we have to get done. But just relax throughout it. Don't be so stressed about it. Don't think, oh man, I have to do this. That. Just relax. Relax, relax, relax. Calm down and trust the Lord. Have some more scriptures that I'm going to give you. We're going to take a look at Peter 5:6. And it says, so be humble under God's powerful hand. Then he will lift you up when the right time comes. Give all your worries to him because he cares about you. One thing about God, he does not want us to be stressed. He wants us to be blessed, but he does not want us to be stressed. So it's important that we just not get stressed. Again, when you're stressing, it's just like worrying, and worrying shows God you don't trust him. You're not supposed to worry. You're supposed to let God handle all that for you. So don't worry about anything, but just pray for what you need and trust God. Another scripture I want to give you is Psalms 55:22, and it says, give your worries to the Lord. He will take care of you. He will never let good people down, but God will bring down the wicked to the grave. Read that again. Psalms 55:22. Give your worries to the Lord. He will take care of you. He will never let good people down. God will never let you down. Just give all your worries and all your problems, all your stress, and give all that to the Lord. And he will take care of you. He will ease your mind. He will give you rest. Just put your faith and trust in the Lord. And I want to pray with you. Heavenly Father, first of all, Lord, we just thank you for who you are and thank you for everything you've done for us, God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for the person right now listening to this message, God. They are dealing with so much. I don't know what they're stressed out about. You know what is consuming their mind. You know what they are stressed out about. And God, I just ask that you give them rest, God. Give them a peace of mind. Give them restoration in their mind, God. Whatever they're stressing out with, God, I pray that you will help them with that situation and guide them through it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, just help them, God. Help them to relax and get a peace of mind, God. I pray that you will give them rest and just let them feel more happy and more full of joy, more energetic. Don't let them be stressed, God. And I ask that you will heal them, help them, and bless them. And I thank you, Lord, in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Don't worry, people. Trust God. And I want to play a great song for you, one of my favorite songs. It's called Do It Again by Anthony Brown and Group Therapy.
This song is for anybody that's going through something. Grace God, looking a little dark in your life. Prayed about it, cried about it, and now you're waiting for an answer. We just want to remind you how God brought you out before. It ain't his first time. So while you're waiting, go ahead and praise him. Because if he did it before, he can do it again.
So motivational. Hope it inspired and motivated you. It's a really great song. And I want to leave you all with one more scripture, and it's Isaiah 40, 30 through 31. It says, "Even boys become tired and need to rest. Even young men trip and fall. But people who trust the Lord will become strong again. They will be able to rise up as an eagle in the sky. They will run without needing rest. They will walk without becoming tired. Amen. We all need a little bit of that, you know. So, yeah, again, I just want to really motivate you and encourage you to not stress. Stress is really an enemy to us. We cannot stress about things, especially things that we cannot change. There's just some things that are just going to happen, and we can't change them. But it's so important for us to not worry and not to stress, but just relax. Remember to breathe in, breathe out, and most importantly, just remember to pray about it and leave it up to God and let Him do all the worrying for you, and everything will be okay. Everything will be okay. I promise you, it will be okay. I want to relax. Just trust God. So let's do this one more time together. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. All right. There you have it. Pray that you are inspired and motivated today. Remember those tips that I've given you about always just not stressing and worrying out. And for those of you right now who've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, you may have fallen off track. I want to give you an opportunity to say a prayer to the Lord and just to help you with what you're going through and just to get you on the right track. So repeat after me. Say, Lord God, I repent of my sins, known and unknown. Today I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord, for just everything. We just really, really love you, Lord, and we thank you for everything. Thank you, Lord. Now, guys, I just really pray that you are motivated and inspired by that message. And just remember to praise God and just thank Him. And don't worry. Don't worry, don't stress, but just always trust God. And if you have any prayer requests, you can email me at purerevelationministries@gmail.com. Again, that's purerevelationministries@gmail.com, purerevelationministries@gmail.com. And we'll make sure we're praying for you and keep your prayer needs met. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for this Testimony Tuesday. I hope you guys tune in tomorrow for our regular show, which is, you know, the Ignited Night Radio show. But may God continue to bless you. And I love you, but most importantly, God loves you. And just, you know, Jesus is Lord. Have a great day.
This song is for anybody that's going through something. Grace God, looking a little dark in your life. Prayed about it, cried about it, and now you're waiting for an answer. We just want to remind you how God brought you out before. It ain't His first time. So while you're waiting, go ahead and praise Him. Because if He did it before, He can do it again.
Father,
so the Father sent me to help you.